This goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K-N-P. That's 989-842-1110. Regarding David Gault, G-A-U-L-T. Date of birth 6/24/1942. Dear Cora, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gault with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was July 1st of 2024. He did have an abnormal transthoracic echocardiogram showing changes in his mitral valve. And so he's scheduled to have a transesophageal echocardiogram in Midland on February 28th for further evaluation of the mitral valve. He does have chronic shortness of breath with exertion. That seems to be getting worse. His weight is unchanged since his previous visit, and no chest pain or palpitations. His cardiologist did prescribe bisoprolol 2.5 milligram daily, but he hasn't been able to start that yet because the pharmacy doesn't have it yet. They have ordered it for him. No recent illnesses, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema. Medications, in addition to bisoprolol, I'll highlight Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. And he's also on finasteride 5 milligram daily. Trulicity is 3 milligrams weekly. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 134 pounds. Pulse is 73, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with the diastolic murmur noted. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 15th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 50. Albumin is 3.5. Corrected calcium is 8.6. Sodium, 138. Potassium, 4.3. Carbon dioxide, 30. Phosphorus, 2.7. Intact parathyroid hormone, 134.3. Hemoglobin, 10.7. Normal white count and slightly decreased platelets of 129,000. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked him to continue getting labs every 3 months. Two, diabetic nephropathy, stable. Three, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and some changes with mitral valve. He will be getting his transesophageal echocardiogram in February in Midland for further evaluation. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.